Petition for Mark Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, February 1561, addressed as a letter to Dr. Tarumaraja, T-H-A-R-U-M-A-R-J-A-H. Dear Dr. Tarumaraja, follow up for Mr. Kelly, who has chronic kidney disease, episodes of elevated calcium with acute renal failure, has a history of laryngeal cancer, as well as thyroid cancer, with both organs removed, has a tracheostomy, is able to speak through the tracheal stoma, followed through University of Michigan, last visit November. A week ago, high calcium, they stopped the vitamin D125 and calcium replacement. This was coincidental with an increasing dose of vitamin D125. New blood test supposed to be done today. He remains on high dose of Norco. He's been taking narcotics for the last 12, 13 years. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Weight, appetite is stable. Comes accompanied with wife. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Some frequency, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. Stable dyspnea, but no oxygen, no hemoptysis. Denied chest pain palpitation, no orthopnea, PND. Medication list review, takes no blood pressure medicine. Next paragraph, today blood pressure was high, 150 over 85, needs to be rechecked at home. COPD abnormalities, tracheal stoma, able to speak, as he has a valve connecting his trachea to the pharyngeal area. No pericardial wrap, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal ascites, no gross edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry from February, creatinine 1.5, normal sodium, potassium, normal acid base, GFR will be 49 to stage 3. At that time, calcium was normal, albumin normal, liver function test not elevated, phosphorus normal. Magnesium normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Status post thyroid and laryngeal cancer, both organs removed. Next number, intermittent hypercalcemia associated to vitamin D125 replacement and calcium. Next number, acute and chronic renal failure. We'll see what the new chemistry today shows. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, ovarian overload. Next number, hypertension today in the office. Needs to be assessed at home before we start medications. High calcium can affect blood pressure. Next number, no evidence of proteinuria. Next number, PTH remains low, as likely it was removed during the extensive 19 hours neck surgery. I'm not aware of any metastasis. We'll see what the new chemistry today shows. Labs have been done through McLaren. I've not been getting results. End of dictation.